Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You guys can vote right now at afternoon 923 FAN on the question we just threw out there, which is, are the Browns more likely to get the number one pick or have an eight-win season? Right now, 64% of votes, about 102 votes in, saying number one pick. And 36% of fans having a pretty optimistic glow right now. I don't
hate
it.
It's still pretty good for a Twitter poll, right? I know it's not your 50-50 split, but 60-40 is not bad.
I think this is a strong poll we've got there. But we just heard half of, and I say half of because we haven't heard the second half of the story, because the second we got to the first half or through the first half, we told Katie that she had to stop so we could save it for air. Because Katie had a very...
Which is killing Katie, by the way.
It is.
She lives to tell a story.
She so badly would like to conclude the story. We can't conclude the story before we get through the beginning of the story. Katie had the worst drive to work possible. So, hi, Katie. How you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Yeah. By the way, good. After the story I just heard, I would not be saying good.
That is very, very chipper for the first half of the story.
It was a horrific story. And when I walked in... The last 10 minutes of my drive here after this happened, which I will tell the story, my face was just like, had no emotion. It was frozen.
Right. So you're driving to work today.
Yes.
And what happened?
So I'm driving to work, 480 West, coming from the east side. And right before the Valley View Bridge, the traffic starts stopping and slowing down. And I was like, there was no traffic. I'm going to check the map. I don't know what's going on. Then all of a sudden, about two cars up, I see a dog running through the highway.
I'm already like super anxious. I've even heard this part of the story. I'm already super anxious.
Should we let the people know, Katie, not a known dog person? I think that's important to the story.
That feels like character assassination.
Yeah,
I feel
seriously.
Like
that's important to the story.
Do you think it makes her seem more human because of where the story's going?
I think the story is
it's more impactful if she's not a dog person.
I'm not, but we did used to have a dog, so I'm not.
You don't have to protect yourself.
Okay,
we're in the trust tree.
I feel like
the
I need to protect myself
one time
because this was all horrible.
Not a repeat customer.
So the dog is running through the highway lanes, and assuming this dog jumped out of a car window, right? Or back of a car. So running through, and I'm like, okay, this is why everybody stopped. And the next thing I knew, it was like a flash. The dog jumps over, black and white dog jumps over the cement wall separator and jumps into 480 East oncoming traffic. And I saw the entire thing, and it was horrific.
So he got hit. Or they got hit.
The dog got hit very
the dog pronoun.
Very squarely by the oncoming car.
I don't assume
car.
The gender of the dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now, it should be said that as a dog owner, I very rarely will even open my windows, even a crack. I'll open it a crack because he loves to sniff, but I don't let him like hang his head out because I'm so afraid. I've had actual nightmares because Mongo's an excitable pup. I've had actual nightmares of him hopping out of the car in oncoming traffic, in so much that right now just saying that is giving me massive anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Like, I get, like, the nervous shakes when I'm, like, telling the story because I'm like, I can't believe this happened. And I told Andy, my husband, the dog never, when we had the dog.
Did you stop or did you keep driving?
No, we were stopped.
Everyone just completely stopped.
We were completely stopped.
Did you look in the car next to you that was also stopped? And like, did you have a moment of like, I can't believe we just saw that?
Well, no, but I was wondering what the car in front of me, because it was a car in front of me and me were the closest to actually seeing what happened. So I was like, what is the car in front of me doing right now? Like, what do we do? Do we go? Do we stop? And then within seconds, this couple is running down, this man and woman. I don't know if they're a couple or not. Or maybe they could have been siblings. I don't know. They're running down. They're out of their car on 480 in the midst of, but everyone stopped on our side.
Yeah.
In the midst of the traffic running across the highway. And then I roll down my window and I hear her go, he's hurt, or she's hurt. And I'm like, I think it's worse. Scream,
thanks, Captain.
Than
obvious.
That. No. I said, I'm like, I think, and they are now leaning over the cement barrier, which is like waist high. And I was like, oh, now there's people running in the middle of traffic. What do we do? Like, and then everyone started going. So I'm like, I have to go. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then I'm driving.
Did you pull off at all?
You left Lassie?
Yeah, but Lassie was on the other side of the cement wall. Like, I was like, did that? All left, I, the whole way here, I was like, oh, by the way, on the right berm, as I was, everyone started kind of slowly going forward, there was a car pulled over, probably those people's car, and the window was like over halfway down. So I'm guessing the dog jumped out of the back seat. And these people are leaning over the cement wall, screaming. They see their dog, like 500 yards up the road in a heap. And I just started driving, and I was like, do I call 911? They're probably calling 911. I have Googled it every hour while I was here to see if I could find out what happened to this dog.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, a Reddit board would probably have something on that, but they're not going to do like a news story on it.
Here's the thing.
Might be a Reddit board, though.
I just want to live in a lie. He was fine.
Yeah, I think he made it.
Yeah, I think not only did he make it.
They made it.
I heard, got up and laughed about it. The dog, dogs don't laugh. The dog got up and was like, what was that? All right, let's go get some pup cups. That's what I heard. Because I honestly cannot face the opposite of it. Like, if the owners called in right now, 216-474-0092, if they called in right now and said a little Chester didn't make it, I might cry on air. This is a very sensitive subject right here.
Is that like the most horrific thing you've ever seen on the highway? Not even close, right?
Yeah, not even close. And all I thought, I'm like, I'm just going to go about my day and think that dog made it. Like, I'm going to think that dog made it. And then what about the car that hit the dog? I wanted to know what happened to them. Did they pull over?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because they were going probably 65, 70 miles per hour, and they didn't know what happened. Like, I mean, how horrific is that? All of a sudden, there's a dog jumping over the middle of the freeway. Like,
you're mentioning yet another waking nightmare I have.
It's horrible.
Like, I'm the kind of person who, if I ever die in a car accident, it's because I will avoid hitting a cat, a dog, or like a fox or something, or a cow or something on the side of the road.
Yeah,
yeah, I would totally swerve.
My instant instinct is to be, can't hit you.
Yeah.
And then we go into the ditch, and then we go into a tree, right?
I hope not.
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying. Like, that's, but yeah. Oh my gosh. I'll be honest, I don't think I could have come to work after what you went through. Like, massive props, because I kind of want to go home now, and I'm just hearing the story. I'm not trying to be the biggest baby in the world.
That's a dog guy right there.
I cannot deal with animals being hurt, or except cows. I clearly can deal with animals, cows being hurt and pigs being hurt. But I'm talking about like pets. I cannot deal with it.
You can admit though, if a truck had ran over or hit a deer, the story would be way different.
I'm talking about just pets.
Because it's somebody's pet that jumped out of their car. I told Meredith was the first person I saw when I got here. I'm like, I have to tell somebody what just happened. She's like, I don't know how you're here. Like,
could you come to work after that?
At the risk of sounding like not a great dog fan or something like that. Oh, yeah, I think I'd show up to work. Yeah, I think I would.
Wow. I didn't realize it was dealing with like Dr. Hannibal Lecter over here with dogs.
Is that emotionless of me? You got to go to work.
Oh, my God.
And can't call off for that.
Oh, my God. By the way, Radu's saying, hate this dog story.
You made it, Katie. You can't even laugh in judgment. You're here. You did it.
Yeah, I mean, I felt
we have the same outcome, except you're actually playing it out in real life. I at least have the chance of, you know, I don't have to actually answer that. I just have to answer the question. I don't have to actually live it.
Raymond saying, you guys laughing about this dog is disgusting and awful. I believe JP is laughing.
I'm not laughing.
And I believe, no offense.
Laughing.
We made a couple jokes,
but it was not related to the dog actually getting hit.
Did someone step on a duck? You were going full Dangerfield over here.
Not, it was
going
to be a funeral on the air here, okay? Somebody had to lighten the mood up a little bit.
Let me be clear. A couple of really good jokes. now it's just a funeral with jokes. It didn't stop
Which are my type of funerals, by the way. The dog would have wanted it this way. That dog would have loved those jokes.
Everybody knows.
That dog would have loved those jokes.
That guy had.
You don't know that dog like I know that dog.
A sense of humor about it.
That dog would have loved those jokes.
Have some Senka. That's such a ridiculous. I'm supposed to be the insensitive, irreverent one. And I believe you've taken the cake. How tasteless. I've never been able to high road somebody, so this is nice. Well, Katie.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah,
it just sucks. There's just really no way to polish this one.
I've tried to distract myself with fun sports news today, and I'm just worried that when I get home tonight and I go to bed later, like the whole thing's going to keep replaying in my head.
All right, so this does beg the question, because Nathan's now saying, well, that story just ruined my day. How would you handle in the same scenario? By the way, Nathan, he lived.
That's how we tell the story. He lived.
No, he lived. He got a pup cup from Starbucks. He's the happiest pup he's ever been. He's actually grateful that he got hit by the car because he got a free pup cup out of it.
Don't they give this to you for free anyway?
He got two then.
He got two free. It's not Starbucks employees. Like, you looked like you had a rough day.
Yeah, clearly you missed the point of that story. How would you react in this scenario is what I was going to throw out to. I would have gone home. Keith would be pissed off at me.
Keith would be
He'd
pissed
be
off
making
at you.
Fun of me.
In the entire segment, the only thing Keith, I'm sure, nodded his head along to was the idea that I'd still show up to work. He's like, yeah that's right. You show up to work in that moment.
That's classic Peterlin. Classic Wimp Wilson. 216-474-0092.
What's the guy's guy move there? I don't know. You tell me.
How much trouble do I want to get into in a 5-minute segment there? The question is, how would you react?
Experience, Katie.
Yeah, that sucks.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for the content.
Maybe smile less when you retell it next time.
I was not smiling. That is not fair, JV. These two clowns.
You were just bus tossing Katie like she's Fido over here.
Yeah.
He told the story like 10 times to different people.
Fact or fiction?
I did tell the story live. I didn't get to tell Keith, so hopefully Keith now has gotten to hear the story and appreciates the fact that I didn't call him to ask for the day off. So.
Fact or fiction, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.